Sumter Township is about 20 miles southwest of Detroit. It used to be farming country, but only a few farms remain. Now many of the 12,000 residents are factory workers in the auto industry. Marvin Benotti is the township supervisor. He says the community struggled for years because there was no industry to support local services like sewers and police.
It's a nice area and stuff like that. The whole thing is that we couldn't really do anything because we had a budget of less than $900,000 to run the township on.
But that changed when the Carlton Farms landfill opened in 1993. The township's budget increased to $2.5 million a year, thanks to the taxes and royalties paid by the landfill's owner. Soon, new water and sewer lines were installed, police officers were hired, and a new firehouse was built. As a result, Benotti says there hasn't been much concern about the plan to take Toronto's garbage. That's in stark contrast to the protests that took place in Kirkland Lake, Ontario. Toronto planned to dump its garbage in an abandoned iron mine there, but residents and environmentalists argued the mine would leak and pollute the groundwater. So Toronto looked south and signed a deal with Republic Services Incorporated to send 600,000 tons of garbage to Sumter Township over the next 2 years. The company says that amount will likely increase. But Benotti says most residents feel garbage is garbage, regardless of where it's from.
And it's, garbage that people used to go and put right behind their houses, dig holes and, bury and stuff like that. Something that people in rural areas used to do and probably up north do still.
But environmentalists in Michigan are not as accepting of the deal. In 1992, the Supreme Court ruled that states can't prevent companies from bringing garbage across the border to put in existing landfills. But opponents say the states can stop the building of landfills that residents don't need. Mike Garfield is the director of the Ecology Center, an environmental group in Ann Arbor, Michigan, not far from where the dump operates. He worries the landfill business is harming recycling programs.
It's not just that we're being dumped on. It's the fact that landfilling is too common, and recycling is a better solution. We'd like to see cities across the region, in Toronto, in Michigan, in other states in the Great Lakes, all adopt an aggressive recycling program.
But rural communities like Sumter Township depend on the landfills. Their tax revenues have built community centers, sewer systems, and roads. Still, Garfield says it's short-sighted for rural towns to welcome these companies.
Well, a little money doesn't make up for the big problems that these communities face, cleaning up groundwater pollution, dealing with enormous truck traffic, and dealing with the smell and nuisance of a major landfill disposal site in their town.
Marvin Benotti of Sumter Township says the landfill wasn't their first choice for local industry. But he hopes the newly paved roads and free garbage pickup will attract other companies. He says that's the only way people in these towns will see a future beyond the landfill. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.